Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. Gonna take a look at pitching for today, Sunday, the 27th of August. We have an 11 game main slate today. Waiting on our weather station to update. So we'll have to pay attention to some weather. DraftKings has some weather listed for Baltimore, but I rarely take what they have listed for truth, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see. So for now, we'll just look as though every game will play and then update or make changes as we go along today. At the top, we get Justin Verlander traveling back to Detroit. Pretty nice spot against the Tigers. I know the Tigers' offensive has been decent of late. The middle of their lineup has definitely woken up, but it is still Justin Verlander. It is Verlander returning to Detroit. Place that holds a ton of value to himself, so I would imagine that he is pretty focused on this. And Houston is definitely focused on getting wins with the way that the Mariners have been playing. Plus, the Rangers, I think, are still technically ahead of them, but we're coming down to the nitty-gritty for them. So, pretty important spot for Verlander to get a win for Houston. They need to win games where they're favored to. They're minus 170 favorite in this one. Aaron Nola, a minus 220 home favorite, has been at his best at home. K rate is up, walk rate is down, home run rate is down as well. I say that, but he's allowed a bunch of home runs of late, so that's not great. Strikeouts aren't super strong, so there's a worry there. I think Nola is perfectly fine. I think the Phillies offense backs him plenty against Rahm and the Cardinals, but I don't know that I want to go super heavy on him. I will know more, obviously, as I dig in deeper and get an idea of what my pitcher pool is. But there's pretty much no doubt he's going to make my pool. Wheeler dominated the Cardinals yesterday. So going to Nola here makes a ton of sense. Paying 10-1 for Michael Wacha seems like a crime. He is a minus 125 favorite. Game total of 9, however. He's been really good, so I understand the price increasing. You know, we paid 7Ks and a little 8Ks for Wacha for much of the season. All of a sudden, his two starts since returning from the IL, he's been close to 10K. He's been great in those two starts. He struggled mightily with the Brewers earlier this year. It hasn't been as strong on the road. I am probably going to use him, but I'm honestly going to look for a reason to remove him from my pool. Even though I love taking pitching against Milwaukee and all that, I just don't want to pay 10-1 for Wacha in a spot where I think that he could, have a few struggles right now. Jordan Montgomery coming off of a great start in which I was not on him. Much, and then I definitely wasn't on him against the Angels when he was 11K. Now he's much more reasonably priced, and he gets a big K upside matchup against the Twins. I am definitely interested in Montgomery. He's a minus 120 favorite in this game. So give me Montgomery at 9,400. Give me Montgomery over Wacha for sure today. Bailey Ober in that game. Been decent, but not spectacular of late. His price has come down, which is nice. Still preventing some runs, but the strikeouts aren't there. Walks are up. I'm going to go with the fade on Bailey Ober. The Rangers ended their losing streak yesterday. They're definitely in a race with the Mariners, so I just think that the Texas offense is going to wake back up, and I don't think over offers us enough upside, so I have no problem going with the fade there. Kikuchi, a -235 home favorite, was dominant against Cleveland the first time he faced them. He's been at his best when at home, coming off of a rougher start, but I like the way he's thrown. So for me, Kikuchi over Bailey over, by far, actually. Like, it's not even close. Jack Flaherty hurt us his last time out, had his last time in the rotation skipped. Definitely a volatile guy. Was strong against Colorado. I'm gonna guess a sizable favorite. Yeah, -235 favorite in this one. No problems using Flaherty. I just don't know that I can trust him from a safety standpoint. But the upside is there in the matchup, so he's firmly in my player pool for today. Paul Blackburn taking on a weaker White Sox offense. I know they put up some runs yesterday. So the White Sox are a -135 favorite. Blackburn did struggle against the White Sox first time he faced them. He's been pretty bad on the road. So a couple red flags there, but I mean, he's been decent in five out of his last six starts. Decent to really good, you know. Three out of his last five going for 22 plus. I think he's a viable option. I just don't know how heavy I'll go, just because I think Flaherty offers more upside in the matchup, and then like Kikuchi is just in a better spot for me, overall. But Fiotto, no interest against Houston. Rodon, I'm still not going with Rodon. I need to see some things. Struggled against Tampa Bay the last time he faced them. His K's, I mean, he's maxed out at six strikeouts so far. I need more K upside out of him. So I'll have to pass on Rodon until I see it. Mike Clevinger against Oakland, you mentioned, is a -135 favorite. I am interested, but I'm not jamming him in. Obviously, this start against Seattle bothered me, but in three out of his previous four, he was really solid. So I think it's a perfectly fine spot. Makes a ton of sense, especially more than Rodon, Fiotto, more than Blackburn, even. But, you know, people are generally going to pick on Oakland anyway, so Clevinger will draw some ownership at that price point. Tanner Houck not going to go there against the Dodgers. No problem passing on that. Hoying as a long man, he's had some impressive appearances, but it's just we don't really know what to expect out of it. So I'll just gladly pass and not play the what if game on a 11 game slate. Hauser, somewhat interesting, coming off a pretty strong start at Texas. It's been really good in two out of his last four. Was solid against the Dodgers, actually, too. So I do have some intrigue there, but I might not get there just because I think we can use, if we want to go down, Zach Little is interesting. So I just might not go there. I mentioned Assad yesterday, and then he got pushed back to today. I don't know that he just has upside as a starting pitcher. Really good short spurts out of the bullpen at times, but like his K rate just hasn't extended when he's gone deeper in games. So I think he's kind of limited, so I prefer to not go with him. I'm gonna guess he's a favorite in this game, a -120 favorite. Bailey Falter coming off of back-to-back really strong performances. This is a guy that I liked with the Phillies. So it was interesting to see him get dealt at the deadline. I do actually have some interest in him. I think he just has more upside if things go his way than Assad does. Obviously coming off of a 28.5 fantasy point performance. If he goes out there and drops that today, good chance he's in the winning GPP lineup. So I do have some interest, kind of more like a last man into my pool. but like a 10 to 15% play most likely. Gavin Stone is going to serve as the bulk guy. Struggled in his major league stretch earlier this year, taking on a tough Boston offense, so I'm not really going to go there. I will have my eyes on his performance, because the Dodgers need some pitching, you know, with Gonsolin likely lost for the year. Kershaw just a pitch away from, you know, hurting his back again, etc. So, be interesting to watch that. Zach Liddle, I like his K ability. I like his upside. He seems to hit walls randomly. You know, his ceiling so far has been around 17 fantasy points. You know, a start like this, though, he could have easily ended up with the W instead of the loss. So he could have been looking at 21. I think he's in play because the Yankees do strike out plenty. He is a minus 130 home favorite, a game total of just 8. He's walked just one batter at home. His overall home numbers aren't good, though, allowing plenty of runs. But that 21 to 1 K to walk rate when pitching at home is very interesting. So I think there's enough upside to use him, but he's still just a 10 to 15% type play for me in my MME. Trevor Williams against Miami made two starts against them, has struggled. I'm probably not going to go there. He's coming off of an excellent start against the Phillies. The Marlins are a minus 190 favorite in this game, so probably not going with Trevor Williams, but he's somebody at least considered initially. Not really going to go with Syndergaard. No tie block. Can't really go back to Drew Rahm, I don't think, after he destroyed us in his debut. And then openers, not really interested in them either. So there we have it. There's my first look at pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, Discord, etc. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.